And good morning. This is where BBC Radio 4 gets into the driving seat for another day's broadcasting. It's Chris Aldridge here with my colleague Nathan Chamberlain at the controls. Later this hour, we hear from an astrophysicist who reflects on the description of God as maker of heaven and earth in the Christian Nicene Creed. Meanwhile, tomorrow, Radio 4 adapts an iconic novel.
My dear sweet Billy, Mommy has gone away.
Kramer versus Kramer. Drama on BBC Radio 4.
Sometimes in the world, daddies go away and the mommies bring up their little boys. But sometimes a mommy can go away too. And you have your daddy to bring you up.
From the novel that led to a sea change in attitudes about child custody.
If I have to go through my lawyer, I will.
You do that, but I will fight this. I will fight you. I will fight you.
Kramer versus Kramer. On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Begins tomorrow afternoon at 3.
Now on Radio 4, we welcome Sarah Keith Lucas.
Thank you, Chris, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 22nd of March, 2025. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromartie, Fisher, German Bight, Plymouth, Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Malin, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Sole, 991. Expected North Biscay, 997 by midnight tonight. And the area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9, except in North Utsira. Fair, good. Forties, Cromartie. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in northeast forties. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fourth, Tyne, Dogger. Southeast 4 to 6, backing east 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight. Southeast, backing east later, 6 to gale 8. Fair, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Southeast, 3 to 5, backing east, becoming cyclonic 3 or 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery in White and Portland. Good, occasionally poor in White and Portland. Plymouth, Biscay. Cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in west. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sole. North or northwest, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Fitzroy. Thundery rain, then showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy. Southeast, backing north or northeast, 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Fastnet. Cyclonic, becoming north, 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first. Rain, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Southeast, backing north or northwest later, 4 to 6. Showers, good. Shannon. North, 6 to gale 8. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. North or northwest 4 to 6, but cyclonic 6 to gale 8 at first in Malin, backing southwest 3 or 4 later in Bailey. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes. Southeasterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in Fair Isle, veering west or northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland. Westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly for a time, 4 or 5. Showers, good. And now, the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. Southeast 5. Rain 1.5 miles, 995, falling more slowly. Stornoway. Southeast by south 3. 16 miles, 995, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southeast 6, mist 2 miles, 1,005, falling. Lucas, east-southeast 2, slight rain, 1,700 metres, 1,000, now rising. Bridlington, southeast 2, 1001, now rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east-southeast 4, 5 miles, 1001. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 999. Jersey, southeast by east 4, 7 miles, 997, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southeast 5, 5 miles, 996. Scilly Automatic, southeast 4, missed 3 miles, 992, falling slowly. Valentia, north by west 5, slight rain 6 miles, 997, rising. Ronald's Way, east southeast 4, missed 1 mile, 996, now rising. Malin Head, southeast 4, missed 4 miles, 994, now rising. And now here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A low pressure system will move east through the English Channel during Saturday, bringing gales for a time in the far southwest. Elsewhere, strong winds and outbreaks of rain will continue to affect many coastal waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southeasterly, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southeast, becoming cyclonic later, 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast, 4 to 6, backing east or northeast, 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southeast, 3 to 5, backing east or northeast, 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, backing northerly or northeasterly, 2 or 3. Showers at first, fog patches later, good, occasionally very poor later. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill. Easterly or southeasterly, backing northerly later, 2 to 4. Occasional rain, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Southeast, backing east or northeast, then backing north later, 2 to 4. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southeasterly, backing easterly, then northerly later, 3 to 5, increasing 7 or gale 8 later in west. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southeasterly, backing easterly, then northerly later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then north or northwest 4 to 6 later, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 4 or less, then northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. Southeast 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 or 3, then north or northwest 5 to 7 later. Fair, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lough Fall to Carlingford Lough. Northwesterly 5 to 7, but southeasterly 3 to 5 at first in east. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, then northerly 5 or 6 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast, becoming cyclonic, then northwest later, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Cyclonic, becoming north or northwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles. Southeast, 6 to gale 8, increasing gale 8 or severe gale 9 for a time, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Sarah Keith Lucas. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 22nd of March. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Chris Aldridge. Flights have resumed at Heathrow Airport after yesterday's closure, but passengers are being warned to expect delays. The former heavyweight boxing champion George Foreman has died, aged 76. And in sport, England have begun their World Cup qualifying campaign with victory over Albania in Thomas Tuchel's first match as head coach. The chief executive of Heathrow, Thomas Wouldby, has said he expects the airport to return to 100% operation today after a power cut caused by a fire at a nearby electricity substation forced it to close for most of yesterday. Hundreds of thousands of passengers were affected as flights were grounded, with inbound planes being diverted to other airports across Europe. About 90 British Airways flights at Heathrow are expected to be cancelled today out of roughly 600 scheduled, and passengers have been warned to expect delays. Stephen McKenzie, who's a risk consultant, said lessons needed to be learned.
They should have independent and backup power supplies so we don't just tap into one substation, we have multiple substations so that we can do a changeover and a switchover during emergency or in an extreme event such as the incident last night.
The former boxer George Foreman has died at the age of 76. He claimed his first heavyweight title in 1973 with a second-round knockout of Joe Frazier before losing it the following year to Muhammad Ali in one of the most famous fights of all time, the Rumble in the Jungle. After taking a 10-year break to become a preacher, he returned to boxing and won a second world title. The boxing journalist Lance Pugmire says George Foreman was one of the greats of the sport.
This is a man who came from ultimate poverty, made something of his life through boxing to become heavyweight champion, suffered the crushing, devastating loss to Muhammad Ali in the Rumble in the Jungle in Africa, and then resurrected himself to become the oldest heavyweight champion of all time. It's just a life beyond well lived.
The Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, has ruled out tax and spend policies, signalling she'll neither raise taxes nor government budgets in her spring statement next week. Speaking in a BBC documentary, she also warned the government could not afford the kinds of spending increases seen under the last Labour government. Ms Reeves told Laura Koonsberg that the current state of the economy meant she couldn't go as far as she'd like.
What I've done so far is put money into public services. The profile for public spending in the next few years, there's growth, real growth, every year actually, in public spending, but not at the levels that we were able to deliver under the last Labour government when